Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Ignore the existence of worlds beyond our own, and remember, the following podcast is not real. But it is really sponsored by The Red Eye. There are better things to do during your morning commute than stalk your ex on Facebook. Do Chicago better with the Red Eye mobile app. Get it from the App Store or Google Play.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on with me. I'm from Chicago. Almost a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I think through that same dimensional portal, and I'm using it to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddies, my goon companions.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yelluk. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. And listen now, for there are names of such great power that if I were to utter them, they would shatter worlds. Aye, the very stars in the heavens would fall upon this Foon, set it aflame, and all would be destroyed. But nay, I shall keep these names quiet unto myself, and with this great power I shall defeat the Dark Lord. Aye, as it is my destiny to do.
Usador, I've been thinking about our contract a
yes.
little bit,
mm-hmm.
where I'm not allowed to interrupt your name anymore, and you have to call me
Arnie
and not Arnold.
Correct.
Could we void that contract?
How come?
Just, I mean, aren't you, people have written in, I've got numerous emails that you at one point called me Arnold, and we're not in trouble for it. I just think, like, you're going to get in trouble, you're going to forget, let's void the contract, let's move forward as buddies, not bound by this contract thing, and let's see how life goes.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late.
Oh, whoa, hey! Holy shit.
You like it?
What is going on?
Oh, you like it?
Chunt. It's Chunt, right?
That's me. I'm a crocodile,
you're
baby.
You're a crocodile.
Yeah.
You look wonderful.
Thank you. I'm still getting used to it. I have such a long mouth.
Yes, it's a very long mouth.
Holy cow. For new listeners who haven't listened before, Chunt, our buddy, is a shapeshifter. He's usually a badger, but now you're an alligator?
A crocodile.
Crocodile.
I just said crocodile.
He just literally seconds ago.
I mean, well.
You're not sure. You don't know. You're assuming.
Oh, you're not sure.
Yeah. The guy didn't say if he was a freshwater or saltwater, so I don't know.
Yeah. When you're on a date with someone, you're not like, what are you exactly?
Freshwater, saltwater? Yeah.
Yeah.
So get used to it, babies.
I was on a date just the other day with a beautiful vine. Mm-hmm. And I brought her here to the tavern. And Pizza Skull, that scullywag, was giving her the suckets. Sockets running up and down her. Very offensive to me. That was my vine.
Guys, have you ever thought that our lives are just too ridiculous?
No,
just,
what do you mean?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Our lives are just a little too weird.
I know.
You've never had a giant skull eyeball your date?
No. Or socket it?
Yeah, socket it. It doesn't have eyeballs. It's pizza skull.
Socket Toombi.
What?
What?
Never mind. Earth people are loving it. Trust me.
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. We're really getting away from the fact that Chunt is now an alligator and or crocodile.
Yeah, I think I'm a crocodile.
I've gotten so used to you being a badger and being a crocodile. It's a big change. You're a lot more intimidating.
Yeah, everyone's kind of getting out of my way, I've noticed. I'm having less problems with any unsavory folk.
Sure. You're even lower to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm sitting and folding in half, which is a little uncomfortable.
It looks
due to the
weird
scales, yeah.
Oh, here, let me greet you to my pouch. And here.
Ooh, a rock.
There you
go. It's a crocodile rock.
A crocodile rock for you.
No.
What?
I was waiting
for
that.
What?
No, nothing. What? Never mind.
What are you waiting
here,
for?
Here's chocolate.
All right, thanks.
For a crocodile.
A what?
Never mind.
Oh, boy.
You guys never appreciate my work.
Sorry.
Whoa, you working?
I am working. One, I'm going on the quest to retrieve the lunar sword. I've been working on it real hard,
mm-hmm.
making a lot of progress.
Such as?
I go in there every day. I fight Clax. He's a great guy. I love Clax.
He's a very nice guy, yes.
And I've started being able to beat him now. I kind
of
think he's letting me. I think he's
of
letting
course.
Me beat him.
He's absolutely.
You're a disaster. There's no way you're beating that skeleton.
Yeah, you just pulled chocolate out of your pants for me.
That's true.
What does that say about your diet?
Don't ask too many questions about that chocolate. But yeah, I beat Clax. I take whatever like piece of rusty sword or axe he has, and I've been collecting all his beat up weaponry. Every time I go back, he's got a new one though.
That's not nothing.
Yeah. So
what's it like being back at work after all this time?
It's exhausting.
Hey, I want to say real quick, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Keep going after that lunar sword.
Am also proud of you.
Someone was telling me that I can trade all this crappy weaponry in for new stuff.
Yes, you have to collect certain amounts of them to trade them in and get better ones.
It seems like a bad business model.
Mm. Yeah, you trade like 10 copper for a bronze, 10 bronze for a silver.
Yeah, it seems wasteful.
Yeah.
Just the way it is, man.
All right. Well, you know what? Hey, let's talk to our guest. I'm very excited. It's been a while. We have an honest-to-goodness princess. I'm really excited to talk to Princess. I might say this wrong. You guys all know this better than me. Princess Philippa Edwardina of Harridan?
That's correct.
How do I greet royalty? It's been a while.
I prefer, because I'm like more laid back, so like something easy like a "what's up," you know, keeps it real, and I'm just trying to talk to the people, and I'm trying to, you know, turn things on their head.
Sure. You're a woman of the people.
I am a woman. Hear me do something.
Oh, lo. What's up, your majesty?
Yes, what's up?
You guys, so much. I don't know if you can keep up with what's up.
What brings you here to Hog's Face on this beautiful...
Well, it's my first time at a bar, and I would like some malts and hops, but a light, please. A champagne of the people, please.
Ah, delicious pilsner for our lovely lady princess.
You can just call me P.E.
P.E.?
Yeah, lady is little. Makes me uncomfortable. Oh. I don't like to be judged by my gender.
My apologies. I would never judge you.
Usador!
And P.E., I can't help but notice you have, it's a beautiful gown. And on the back of the gown, it seems like a rope with a bell at the top.
Yes. It is. You know what? Actually, I meant to take it off because, like, that's when I leave the castle. But if you take it off, look, it looks like I work in a stable.
Oh,
it's
a
onesie.
Yeah.
It zips up the back, which is feminine and masculine at the same time. Again, keeping it real.
Mm. Now, anytime I hear PE, I'm going to think of a rope with a belt at the top.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, I think, you know, PE is pretty, like, I don't know, just going to mean something in the future for a lot of women like me. PE is going to mean something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I just don't hope we don't all have to shower together after PE.
I rarely shower.
You
I'm quite
rarely
pursuit, and I'm proud of it.
Oh, really?
Even though my dad was King Zalvador the Bald, that did not move on to me. Her suit in all the right places. You feel me, brothers?
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
You are very hairy. Hairy princess.
Yeah, dude.
I
got a problem with that?
No, I don't.
Arnie, you have
Arnie,
a
back
judgment
down,
on
back
that?
Down.
No, I just...
That's
I was
royalty
just,
you're
just
speaking.
Observational humor.
You
I mean,
must...
I don't,
understand that Arnold is a strange traveler from a foreign land called Earth.
Earth?
Yes, and in this town of Chicago that he comes from, they have strange customs quite unlike ours, and they're not accustomed to meeting a beautiful bearded princess such as yourself.
I bet their schooling sucks, too.
Totally true. He can't even do math.
Oh.
Yeah, I want a princess. I'd like to learn more about what your life is as being a princess. Is it awesome?
Well, I have to say, Arnie, it's quite difficult. My parents were very upset that I am a girl when I was born. They named me Philippa Edwardina.
Sure.
Because they were angry. And then
they wanted a boy.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. Arnold, those are feminine versions of classically masculine names.
Yeah, Philippa is Philip.
Yeah, but Edwardina is usually Edwina. They were like, fuck that, man. We're going to masculine her up.
We are going the full Edward with this name.
The full Edward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I had two sisters. First one, Lady Disappointment.
Oh.
The next
I am no stranger to Lady Disappointment.
Anyway.
The third one, my second sister, Lady Egregious. They're so mad.
Well, at least you got real names.
Is that the proper pronunciation? Like, do you really have to put that amount of emphasis?
Well, I get angry sometimes, Arnie, and I like to express it, but I don't know from your face if I should. I don't know, we could enter a beard contest somewhere. Maybe in a place in Foon, where hirsute women and men are welcomed equally.
That would be right here on Hog's Face. We are very welcoming folk. Would you have a contest here this very eve to compare your beards?
I don't see why not.
Let's do it. Well, let's have a beard off. My beard...
Attention, people of the Vermilia Minotaur! Tonight, there shall be a contest for the greatest beard, whether it belongs to this princess here or this princess here. Hmm. And the judge of this contest shall be none other than Chunt.
Oh, great.
Oh, awesome.
He doesn't even know what he is.
Well, like I said, I'm already super proud of Arnie. Oh, my. What is this?
Oh, okay.
Some sort of tear.
Oh, boy.
Weird.
What a crock of shit.
What?
Well, never mind.
I will judge these beards. First, it only makes sense to have royalty go first.
Yes.
Great. I've seen your beard.
All right. Okay, super.
Aren't you going to touch it, get some texture? Or?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and reach out here.
Yeah.
Let me get this between my teeth.
Don't bite. You're biting my beard. It's really weird.
Kiss, lean in for a kiss, perhaps.
All right, I have a winner.
Which category is this?
This is for...
Originality?
This is for originality.
Well, I'm sorry. I think she wins.
She definitely...
I'm a slipper in.
This is... originality goes to Queen Philippa.
Thank you, sucker.
Oh, man.
For best length, Queen Philippa.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For best mouthfeel, I can only assume Queen Philippa.
Wait, you didn't even mouthfeel hers.
I mouthfeeled yours, and I didn't enjoy that. So, congratulations.
Wow. Is that all the categories?
Yep.
Yes, you've won. Well done. Now, I believe, Chunt, that you misspoke. She's still a princess. She's not a queen yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes,
that's
I'm
quite
so sorry.
All right.
One day,
but,
right?
But you'll be the queen one day once you find a good...
Well, no. Well, I'm worried. I'll tell you, I'm worried.
Yes?
Me and my three sisters. Well, my two sisters, the three of us. You guys confuse me. And I'm worried that we're going to be murdered. My mother's
very easily upset.
I am easily upset.
Oh, she heard that.
I am easily upset. I'm just worried about murder and assassination. It's happened before. My mother is barren. She blames it on me. How could she? She had two kids after me. She's an angry woman. That's the only thing I like about her.
A barren queen?
I've never heard
such titles mixed.
Now, couldn't you ascend to the throne in queenhood if you just found a husband?
How dare you?
What?
How dare you?
I'm asking a simple question.
Yes, you're right. Well, you know, I find this a very safe space.
Yeah.
And now I'm tore up from the floor up on this light Pilsner. And I will tell you the truth. This community I seek... I'm living on the DL, brothers.
Oh.
The DL?
I like people like me.
I'm touching the side of my nose in acknowledgement and understanding.
Thank you, Usador.
I know what on the DL means in my world, but I'm not a... I don't want to make any assumptions.
I'm living on the download. I'm living a surreptitious life.
Oh, it's exactly the same.
People like me abound, but we must find safe spaces. Like here.
Herndon is a strange corner of Foon that we haven't spoken of much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Foon is generally very progressive. impressive. After all, Foon was created by the three goddesses, Fu, U, and Un, and they made love and they gave birth to six men, whose names I'm not going to say right now.
Yep, and that's the origin of love.
And that's the origin of the entire world. Yet now in Herodin, they believe only in heteronormative relationships.
Oh, God.
It's very difficult.
Her father is a cruel and unkind king of his land.
He is. I think a lot of that anger is that he's bald and I am not.
You could be bald. Should we shave you?
I wouldn't mind it. Well, just shave the top of my head. Keep my beard.
You want your beard still?
Why wouldn't I? It makes my face pop.
You know, that wasn't a challenge. I'm asking a simple question.
No, I like you so much. I just want to know, do you have a sister or a genderqueer cousin?
I'm afraid I do not. For
enough of you, Usador.
I am a wizard born of bird and fire and air and some other elements that I'm forgetting right now. But I just became siblingless I am, parentless I am. I, the very elements of the world, did bring me into fruition.
You don't have a GQC?
No, I don't have a GQC. I'm very sorry. I wish I did for you.
How about you, Chunt?
I just had sex with a male crocodile or alligator, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you always switch? Is it always male, female?
We get a lot of emails about all the rules of your sexual shape-shifting.
I don't oscillate between male and female. It's just like, just keeping it interesting.
You like who you like.
Mix it up, like who I like.
Fair enough.
I think Chunt and I have some real work to do. Change will happen in Foon!
Absolutely. I wish I had a picture of your
Like I said, I already changed, so I'm already set.
Yeah, but you can help me.
I can help you, yes.
Well, Tom, what is your life like in Herodin?
Well,
like, having to live, you know...
A lie!
Yeah.
It's just a lie.
Well, I wake up. I'm awakened. Mm-hmm. Not by my hand servants, because I told them, you know what? Take the money and start your own business.
Oh, wow.
They sell chocolate and souls. For shoes.
Oh,
they're okay. Souls makers. They have
souls makers.
Souls makers. That, you know, souls is a very important part of the shoe.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most important.
Probably the most important.
So I wake up on my own with the sun, but my curtains are drawn. So, you know what? It's a toss up. I wake up, pee in a bucket, often known as a chamber pot, but I like to keep it real.
You're really going deep on the details.
Oh, it's
a lot of people would gloss over that pissing in a bucket part, but I love it.
I thought maybe you'd want to know what happened to my day and then, like, just pretend what my dream was like.
Sure. As some people know the things that happened to you during your day.
Very prominent psychologists believe
I thought that's what you were asking.
Sure.
Like, what happened from the day I woke up until I got here. Is that not what's
happening? No, absolutely. You're
another light pilsner, please.
Another pilsner for the princess.
I must tell you, the first one goes down fast.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very true.
So you piss in the bucket. What's next?
Well, you know, then I have some mutton.
Every day? Same thing?
Yeah, mutton and wheat.
just raw wheat. Just eating raw wheat, like right off the stalk?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, do you have anything on Earth like that, where it's just like two things that are like meant to go together, like mutton and wheat?
So they're like, you got your mutton and my wheat. You got your wheat and my mutton.
If there's two people who are like meant for each other, it's just like, they're like mutton and wheat. Do you have that on?
No.
I'm waiting for somebody that I meet likes their wheat and mutton. A life of love will be found.
Have you just had a loveless life? Like, have you?
Well, I love a lot
of
things.
That is the rudest question you've
had.
Of all the rude questions you've ever asked our guest, that is by far the rudest.
A loveless life?
Arnie, you can ask.
Hey, excuse me, stranger. Have you had a loveless life?
And then he revels in it.
I didn't revel in it. No, yeah. I'm trying to be very empathetic.
Is he like, are you unhappier than I am?
It's not possible.
How about I rephrase this?
No, I wasn't offended. You can ask me any question.
I hope that you have love in your life, even if it's challenging.
I have a lot of love. I have yet to find romantic love.
Oh, okay.
But I have a love of a lot of things. Do you want me to?
Yes, please list them.
Waking up to the sun.
One.
Pissing in a bucket.
Two.
Mutton and wheat.
Three.
You love every morning that you wake up. That's the three things you said.
I love every part of my morning.
Oh.
Whoa, Usador. Are you all
right? Oh.
Is he singing? Is he singing?
Oh. The resident stone has spoken to me.
The resonant stone. Oh, the stone you gave to Otak on his quest?
Yes. Gather ye round now and list to the tale that comes forth from the resonant stone.
I'm sorry, Princess. We have some friends that are on a quest right now to find their daughter, and we're going to listen.
Ooh,
listen?
How old's the daughter? Over 18?
I've got
walking boots with the best soles around. Wink to Mary.
And what? I've got these Crocs.
Oh. Let's listen to the stone.
Inshal Taliping.
Okay, is this rock working? I think I've got it working.
Just a little bit higher, I can't see.
Can you?
Thank you.
All right, are you guys close enough? I think so. We can get. I just want to get everybody.
I see it.
Okay. This is Otak. Otak Barleyfoot and his adventurers Flower and Crom from the road.
What's up?
Hey. We just wanted to check in. We're coming up. We've been traveling now for a night and a morning. We stopped, got some snacks. We haven't really covered much ground, actually. But we're coming up on Ashit Bridge.
This looks like a bridge over there.
Is everything... Crom, you're still watching our back, right?
Yep. No one is behind us.
Oh, who goes over Ashit Bridge?
Holy shit.
It's a bridge troll. It is us. We are adventurers.
Well, adventurers, I hope you have a good purpose to cross this bridge, such as emptying your latrines.
We're looking for my daughter. She's been taken by the Falsetto Marauders.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know. Her name is Activia, and I don't know if you've seen any Marauders around, or...
Oh, I see many Marauders every day. I wish I could narrow it down for you.
Well, Falsetto.
Hmm?
They have a falsetto voice. They often...
Oh, I thought you were telling me to speak in falsetto.
Well, no. That
I can.
Too close to home. Please don't.
No, do it.
No.
Oh, you must answer a riddle before you can cross this bridge.
That was worth
more,
it.
That sounds very tenor, but okay.
Well, bridge trolls have a very soothing voice because otherwise people would be too terrified to think straight.
I'm getting tired.
Oh, Crom. Hold him up.
Well... You must answer a riddle. I'm sorry, it's in the rule book.
Okay, I thought this might happen. Guys, put your thinking caps on.
Flower, can we trade hats back?
I guess so. You can have your hat back. My hat looked awesome on you, by the way. It's like a British fascinator.
Just to give you some context, if you answer correctly, you can pass right along. However, if you'd answer incorrectly, I'll grind your bones and eat you.
Can we go a different way?
Okay, wait, no. First,
you come this
Crom,
far. Come on.
Crom, don't shout anything out.
Okay.
No matter what.
Even if I know the answer.
Even if you don't. Let's whisper to my ear first.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, if I had 14 marauders answer riddles incorrectly, and I confiscated 17 pounds of gold, now, I spent 2 pounds of that gold on improvements to my home, another 4 pounds on repairs to the bridge. So, how much of that can I declare when I'm paying the king's taxes as expenses, and how much do I have to report as other income?
Ooh, I think I know it.
Crom.
I think I know it.
No, Crom, I don't... All right, whisper it. Whisper it to me.
I wasn't listening. I thought you were just telling us a story about your life, and I got bored.
Oh, no. It's a very important riddle. You must answer before I let you pass.
It's a trick question.
Okay, I'm listening.
Not real gold.
What?
It's not real gold. Listen to the beginning of the riddle. Something about marauders.
Right, that's true.
It's not real gold. The answer is it's not
real gold. That's just the answer I thought that you were hinting.
I trust Crom.
All right, Crom, answer, Crom. We think we know.
Request.
Oh, right. Hold on, let me get a pen to write this down.
All right. We all three agree. We think the answer is it's not real gold.
Are you kidding me? Dang it. I've been confiscating fake gold. Oh, this is terrible news.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to screw up all
while
the math.
While he's upset,
I've
just
done.
Start walking. just start walking.
Shuffle step.
Go. Could
possibly deduct this another 100%.
Go, Crom.
I can't believe it was right.
Wow, it seems like things are going reasonably well for Otak, Crom, and Flower.
There's a lot to parse out there. But the thing that stuck with me was
They approached the bridge and said, "We are adventurers?"
Yeah, I guess so.
That's weird.
It is a little
weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I'm excited to see that the resonance stones work. I really did not think those stones did anything.
Why did you not think that? I am one of the greatest wizards that has ever walked the face of Foon. I, Usador, great blue wizard of the halls of Tarakas, born of this Foon to protect it from the evil machinations of the Dark Lord. I, yea, that evil incarnate that does even now plot against us and think naught but evil thoughts and slaps children when they should only be scolded and tears down your Christmas decorations before it's over and then Chris doesn't know what he's supposed to not do or do. Oh, how I loathe him.
I really zoned out about halfway through that.
Yeah, I kept
so did I.
I met a girl named Chris once. She was a delight.
Really? Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, again, this is very personal. I'm sort of interested in your love life.
Well, I'm kind of dead inside, Arnie.
Oh.
That's okay. I'm happy with it. I have a full life, a lot of friends.
Would you like me to ignite life within you again with my great magical prowess?
I'm cool.
Sounds like a euphemism to me.
Oh, jeez. I'll think about it.
Have you heard that story? Have you heard the story of the princess and the penis?
Oh, I love that story. Will you tell it again, Chunt?
It's like a children's tale. There's a princess who...
It's on like 45 mattresses, but underneath the bottom one, there's a penis.
Yes. That's it. And she can feel it. She sleeps on the top mattress. She can feel the penis all the way through it.
And she actually she felt tingling when she'd never felt it before.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I felt.
And she's like, look, we can do it with these 47 mattresses, but let's go crazy. Let's do it without the 47 mattresses.
I slept on 47 mattresses. There were 15 penises underneath. I didn't feel a thing. Not a thing.
A lot of times, young ladies tell that story after they've ridden a horse for the first time.
Oh, interesting.
I ride horses to get my mutton wheat! Mutton and wheat!
What would make you happy, princess?
Yeah.
We want to help you. We are your friends.
I'd like to be queen.
Sure.
Change happens from within!
What would it take for you to be queen of Harridan?
I need my parents to die and not to be murdered or assassinated, and for these arcane rules of the royalty to be overturned!
Well, your parents will die in a while.
Ooh, I'm a scientist. My name is Chunt.
I didn't claim to be a scientist.
All right. I was a little angry for no reason.
See you later.
No, Chunt, Chunt!
Oh, no.
I'm such a bad lady. Chunt, come back.
Everything dies.
How are they doing? That's not true.
You don't die.
Not everything
Usador?
Dies. It's very hard for me to die, but I could die. But I come right back.
I'm sorry, I'm back.
Oh, Chunt, thank God. I'm sorry that I offended.
No, not at all. Everything dies.
Not everything.
No, maybe that's a fact.
What about...
But one day...
But everything that dies, someday comes back.
Maybe someday comes back.
Ah, I see. What about Can?
Philippa,
Can
put
die?
Your makeup on and your hair up pretty. And meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Where? What?
I thought that's where we were going.
See you later. What?
No, no.
Chunt! Actually, I was not the one that offended him this time. Arnie, yell after Chunt.
Let him go.
That's fine. He's fine. This is how they are. They squabble. Yes.
So, Princess, how are your parents? Are they healthy? Are they very healthy.
They're actually only 34.
They're only 34?
Yes. Oh.
What's the life expectancy in Harridan?
35.
Oh my god,
my time's like coming up.
It really is.
Oh yes, you said a few months.
I've got to work. I've got to get people some advisors. I've got to rate. I don't need to raise cash. I'm the queen. What do I need to do? I don't know. Get a $400 haircut. What else?
Invest in jewelry.
I'm good. God, Usador, you have crazy ideas about what should be. Things are changing.
How dare you say I have crazy ideas when all I do is work day and night to protect this great world. All I do is pour my very essence and being into making Foon the safest place it can be. I watchful eyes traveling throughout the land to make sure that all is well. How dare you turn yourself against my... machinations.
Usador, do you keep it safe for girls and women who have no voice, who are chattel, who are owned by men?
I do everything I can.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
Well, I could...
Usador, I mean...
There's room for everyone to grow.
Exactly. You gotta take a moment, look inside yourself.
I could grow, too.
Don't just
pat yourself on the back, take a moment to think, can I do more?
I mean, honestly, I could learn myrrh.
Learn myrrh?
I need to learn a lot about myrrh.
Wait, did someone say myrrh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been dying to learn about myrrh. Do you know about myrrh?
I don't. I need to learn about myrrh.
It only makes frankincense.
Well, Princess, it's been a real pleasure getting to know you. And I'm excited to hear that maybe you're going to come into power and make some real change in Harrodin relatively soon.
And I look forward to your help, Usidora. We could actually join forces. And Chunt, we have a world to change.
Absolutely.
If I can be assistance to you, Your Majesty, all you needs do is call upon Usidora.
Thanks, guys.
Well, you know what? Why don't we take a moment to answer some of the emails that we've gotten? If you always want to email the show, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. It's the only one that I could get. Here's an email that I got for us. Hello, Arnie. I have this theory. So we've heard that there's someone who looks like you who's working out on Earth, whereas in Foon, you're being made fun of for being out of shape. But, all caps, you're working towards completing a dungeon crawl and may join Usidore's quest. So maybe you will get into shape for that, and you will return to Earth in a way that brings you back to the time at which you left. Hence, why you look more fit on Earth right now. Hope you get home. Steven Schinder, last name rhymes with Tinder.
What a cool-ass theory.
I like that theory. It's a very positive theory where I will actually get back to Earth at the moment that I left. And I'll be thinner and happy.
So that all of this time here on Foon will not have happened to you in the time that it occurred on Earth.
I mean, I didn't...
We will have happened, but in a blink of an eye. I forgotten all but...
All but what?
Forgotten.
All but?
All but.
All but what?
Forgotten.
What?
But.
What?
But.
But.
But
are we just saying but now? Is that what we're doing?
But
I have some emails.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
To the email address chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. This email is from Anna Victoria. Anna says, hello from the Magic City. Me.
Oh, Miami.
Oh, okay. Miami. I've been a longtime fan of the podcast with it being introduced to me, so I would stop talking and it totally worked. I haven't spoken since. Here's my question. This is for Chunt. Is there any way you can steal Arnie's podcast equipment? Between him sleeping until 2 or his struggle doing sit-ups, I'm sure it's not that hard.
They are crunches.
I think everyone on Earth wants to hear what goes on at Chunt's night because we're not dicks like Arnie.
I'm assuming some of them are dicks.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. Most of the people on Earth are bigger dicks than I am.
Billy Yum Yum 2x2, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, you still haven't been to a Chunt's night, which
I'm sorry. I know I promised I will. I absolutely will.
Do you have something planned for...
I mean, my greatest skill is interviewing.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. Whoa. That's harsh.
The bar is low.
Yeah, I feel bad for you.
Let's see if I have any other emails here. Hey, I have one. Greetings, Arnold Niekamp. It's spelled as I get most of my junk mail with a C instead of a K. It has come to my attention that you have discovered a resource-rich land within the borders of the United States of America. I am simply a curious Foon enthusiast and not a military official, so I was hoping you could answer some questions for me. One, is there a local resistance rebellion against the established government, and could they benefit from a supply of modern weaponry? Two, are there any exploitable minorities living in Foon? Three, do the locals possess any weapons capable of damaging an M1A SEP armored with 800 millimeters of depleted uranium-enriched steel? 4. How much child fat would be required to spread the portal at sector AB97S? Blah, blah, blah. I thank you in advance for any and all intelligence provided, Mr. Niekamp. I'm sure our country thanks you for your service in Foon, but I wouldn't know because I'm simply an ignorant civilian. P.S. While you have been officially labeled deceased by the authorities, I will see to it that your wife is taken care of. In your absence, you can rest easy. From the desk of General E. Hammond, United States Air Force.
I didn't understand most of that.
I think it's just a joke email, but if the U.S. government is paying attention... I guess I didn't really think of the possible consequences of my government listening to this podcast.
I have one more email here. This is from Stephen or Stefan Johnson. It says, Chunt, in a reverse Arnie situation, my friend Zach has been spending all his time with his family and hasn't had any time for friends. Aw. Can you have Usidore cast a spell that will make him come back to Boys' Night? Thanks from Stephen the Blonde. Usidore, do you have any spell that would reunite a friend?
Of course!
Could you cast it?
Oh, do you now?
I think so.
He's just like,
I think he just fell asleep.
Reunites friendship is stronger than any other power.
I've been working on this noise. Anytime Usador goes into the wizard state, I make this noise, and he usually wakes up.
Okay. Don't sing too much of that.
So many beautiful, bright sequins in my mind. What? Where am I? Hello!
Hey!
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius. Master, we're starting the show, right?
No! Just void this contract for me, please.
Yeah. Contract voided.
All right, fantastic. Well, Princess, thank you so much for being here.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That was a great episode, but now it's Crocodile Dundee.
It's what?
Crocodile Dundee.
You mean it's done?
Yeah.
Why the D? Have you heard about the Princess and the D?
See you later, alligator.
Can you imagine trained human actors using only the power of their voices to create a fantastical world? Well, you'll have to imagine it because all we have is this, and none of it was real. Chunt Adol Rafai, Usador Matt Young, and the less said about that, the better. Princess Philippa Edwardina of Harridan was played by special guest Abby McEnany. And if you enjoy shouting and pre-planned taglines instead of improvised comedy, you can see Abby perform in such things as Virgin Daiquiri at I.O. Chicago. If you want to hear more of Abby, live near her. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Baer. Flower was played by Brooke Bright. Crom was played by Mark Logsdon. And Clovis the Bridge Troll was played by Patrick Connolly. What else? Let's see. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Evan Jacover, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Arnie Niekamp. Edited by Chris Rathjen. Rathjen. Weren't Rathjens the things Han Solo was smuggling in Force Awakens? I've got to find out. What am I forgetting, Craig?
Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Lebon, extra audio wizardry by Jason Knox. Brought to you by the Red Eye and the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Get the Red Eye mobile app on the App Store or Google Play. And visit the Chicago Podcast Co-op at chicagopodcastcoop.com. Hey, FYI, the fumes from this console are still giving me really bad headaches. I know I've brought it up before, but sometimes I'm not really sure if you're listening.
Craig, everything I've told you is a lie. They were Rath-tars. Which, when you think about it, decisively tells us who Rey's parents were. Well, time for my nap.